Hi, in this podcast, we're going to look at the concept of arousal in sport and how that particular concept relates and affects sporting performance. We'll have a look at what arousal is, how we define it, what causes it, and look at one theory in a particular detail that's going to help us to look at how arousal can affect your performance. And that's called the inverted U theory. So first of all, some concepts and definitions. Arousal is a degree of energy. It's an activation of the body systems. It's a readiness to perform. It's a degree of activation. Such increases in activation are often brought about by a change in circumstances. It might be that you're playing a big game, a competitive cup competition, a championship event. It might be that there's someone important who's watching you, a chief scout from a club, someone you know, your parents, your friends. It might simply be a challenging situation. You're marking a very difficult and talented opponent. You're trying a routine that you haven't tried before that's particularly difficult. All those are circumstances that can cause a degree of increase in your activation levels. A degree of increase in your readiness to perform, and that increase is called your arousal level, your increase in activation. The relationship between that arousal level and your performance is explained by something called the inverted U theory. And the reason it's called the inverted U theory, if you have a look at the slide, is that it shows us that an increase in arousal can actually have a beneficial and improving effect on your performance. And an increase in arousal level will cause you to try harder, to play a little bit better. But that only operates to a point. And at that point, which is said to be at moderate levels of arousal, you reach your optimum or peak performance. After that point at moderate arousal, any further increases in your arousal level will actually cause your performance to decrease, to decline. And hence, the graph, as you can see on the slide, shows this curve shape in the form of an N, or as it's more appropriately called for the theory, an inverted U. It simply says an increase in arousal will improve your performance up to a point which is said to occur at a moderate level. And after that, any further increases in arousal will cause a performance decline. You can also see that both underactivation, perhaps not getting prepared enough, not having enough levels of energy, will cause a decline in performance, but also overactivation, where the energy systems are too increased, are too high, that will cause too a similar decline in your performance. You can actually suffer from underactivation, overactivation. And according to this particular graph, a moderate level is therefore said to be the best performance. However, what we need to look at now is to extend the inverted U theory. And what we're going to do is suggest that a moderate level of arousal isn't always the best. It doesn't always produce the optimum level of performance. The personality of the performer, the task they're undertaking, there too can influence how those circumstances can change the optimum level of arousal required for the best performance. In terms of personality, an introvert, they tend to perform best not at moderate, but at low arousal. And it's said that an introvert naturally has high levels of adrenaline, their RAS, known as the reticular activating system in the body, is naturally on a high alert. So a slight increase in arousal will cause an introvert to become too activated and they won't perform at their best. And an extrovert, on the other hand, by nature, they're said to have low levels of adrenaline and their RAS system can tolerate a degree of activation. So they don't mind the increased level of buzz. They don't mind the increased stress is caused by increased arousal. And they can often perform best at high arousal. The nature of the performer too can affect the arousal level. If you're a beginner, a novice, you find it very difficult sometimes to focus on the relevant information from the sporting environment. And low arousal is the best way to cope with that. You need to pick up lots of information. You tend to do that best at low levels of arousal when you're calm. On the other hand, an expert performer, they can still perform at their best, even at high levels of arousal. They're still able to pick out from the sport environment the correct response. And their responses are well learned, they're well developed. This is something known as the dominant response. And the dominant response in experts is usually the correct one. They've learned it. The dominant response in a beginner may not be well learned and it may not even be appropriate. Therefore, beginners perform best at low arousal and experts perform best at high levels of arousal. The nature of the task can affect the optimum arousal level. A fine skill requires a degree of motor control, and that is best, again, at low arousal. So the optimum arousal performance for a fine skill is one of low arousal. High arousal skills can be performed in a gross fashion, skills that require large muscle group movements. A rugby tackle, for example, a volley in football under pressure. Those skills that are gross and use the major muscle groups, they are best performed at high arousal levels. And finally, skills can be affected by how many decisions there are needed to be made. A simple skill has few decisions, and that can be performed best at high arousal levels. At high arousal, we tend not to take in from the environment as much information. If the skill doesn't require a lot of information, we can perform it best at high arousal levels. Skills that require a lot of decision-making, known as complex tasks, they're best performed at low arousal. There's a lot of information to process. And again, we tend to do that better at low arousal levels. Therefore, the inverted U theory, in its basic concept, it's told us that an increase in arousal improves your performance to a point said to be at a moderate level, and that any increases in arousal will cause a decline in performance. What we've then suggested is that actually there are circumstances when this moderate level of arousal is not the best. Low arousal is the best way to perform skills when you're an introvert, when you're a novice, when the skill is fine, and when the skill is complex. At high arousal, extroverts, experts, gross skills, and simple skills are performed best. And that sort of indicates and explains to us this theory of the inverted U. What you have to do for the exam is to make sure you can explain the basic theory, but then go on to explain in some detail why the basic theory is subject to change and why indeed the moderate level of arousal is not the best.